Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
As we take 5 minutes to focus today, we're going to continue what we've been talking about really the last couple weeks. Last week, we talked about four reasons why we might grow stagnant in your faith. And last week, I talked about the first two. And now I want to present two more reasons why you might become stagnant in your faith. Now, this is all coming from Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, where Paul talks about pressing on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And so we know that stagnation was never in Paul's mindset. He was always striving for what was ahead. And so we talked last week, the two reasons that someone might grow stagnant in their faith is one, they glory in the past and don't want to leave it. And the second is that you may feel ashamed by your past and don't feel worthy enough to move forward. Well, let me present two more reasons why someone might grow stagnant in faith. And this may be even true of you. And I hope again, like last week's episode, that this week would be a cause for you to stop and kind of evaluate where you are and to see, is there any stagnation setting in to your life? Here's a third reason I want to give why you might grow stagnant in your faith. It's this, that you are consumed by your past to the point of being blinded to the future. You'll commonly find this in those who've been through some kind of difficulty, some type of tragedy, some type of injustice they've experienced. They're consumed by what has happened in their past, where they don't even see what could possibly still be in their future. And so they grow stagnant. They just kind of coast along because they're just hung up on what has happened in the past. You know, in the Bible, someone like Joseph could have allowed the betrayal of his brothers or the false accusations from Potiphar's wife to keep him from wanting to go on and serve the Lord. But he didn't. He kept following the Lord's leadership in his life. And it led to great things for Joseph, who then was able to go back and not only minister to so many people in the country where he served, but he was able to reestablish that relationship with his own brothers, with his own father, and he was able to serve them and care for them. And Joseph, if he was consumed by the past to the point of being blinded to his future, would have missed the blessing of letting God use him in such a way that allowed him to help his family and serve them in an incredible way. Don't miss that blessing. Don't be consumed by your past so much to where you're blinded to what the Lord still has for you in the future. Let me talk about a fourth reason why you might grow stagnant in your faith. And I really believe that this is true, that there may be some who grow stagnant in their faith because they are overwhelmed by all that needs done in the future. You might be looking at a ministry where you wonder, how can we reach all those people? Or how can we overcome the present obstacles? You may be working in a ministry or an organization, or you may be looking to serve the Lord, and you look forward at this and you say, but how can we accomplish these goals? You may say that the need is too great. How are we ever going to get there? How are we ever going to do that? And there's many who look at their own lives and they choose the negative view of the obstacles in their way of accomplishing what the Lord has for you. Instead, you're not looking at the opportunities. You're only seeing the obstacles. Do you know that it can be very easy to be like the 10 of the 12 spies who scouted out the promised land? And those 10 who went in there and they said, no way, because everything just looks too big and too difficult. Well, praise God for the two spies who said, no, we can do it. We can press on. And Paul is reminding us that no matter what will come in the future, we need to press on today. What is it that you can do today to be faithful to the Lord and serve Him in the ways that He's called you? What can you do today to take one more step forward? Not be overwhelmed by all that needs to be accomplished still in the future, but what can you do right now, today, to know that this is what the Lord has for you? That's the question, and that's the challenge as we press on for all that the Lord has for us. I hope this has been an encouragement to you, and I always want to remind you that at my website, ryanstrother.com, at the top right, there's a button you can click, and you can suggest episode ideas, and I hope you'll do that at some point, and I will talk with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to 5 to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.